Hello, this is Eileen. Thanks for tuning in to the Hudson Mohawk Magazine. I am here with Christina Madden. She just recently graduated from the College of St. Rose, majoring in English and Information Technology. She's also an intern at the Sanctuary for Independent Media. How are you today, Christina?
I'm good, Eileen. How are you?
I'm very good, thanks. Can you tell us a little bit about your internship experience at the Sanctuary?
Sure. I did this internship for my English major in college this past semester. And while I was at the Sanctuary, I was the technical and media writing intern, which just meant that I created technical documents like how-to guides, posts for social media, and I worked on the radio segments, posting them to the website and the Facebook page.
You're doing this
yes,
remotely?
Yes, I had to go home. Okay. Yeah, my school closed, and so I had to move back home. So I'm doing everything remotely.
Due to the COVID-19, many colleges and universities have canceled its on-site graduation ceremonies, and they will instead hold online commencement for the spring 2020 graduates. What have the College of St. Rose decided to do with your graduation?
So the College of St. Rose decided to postpone the ceremony completely. They didn't decide to do an online graduation or anything. The ceremony was supposed to be May 9th, but it's been postponed to possibly sometime in September, depending on when everything opens up and a good date for all of the graduates and their families. So the tentative date is September, but not really sure.
Oh, it is a bummer to have this delay, but it makes sense that they moved it for the safety of the students and the families. But I'm glad that you and the other graduates will be able to walk in September 2020, because regardless of the circumstances, this is a lifetime achievement for the class of 2020. So I'm going to be praying that nothing gets smoothed, and in September 2020, you are there walking in front of your family. Looking forward to that. You're leaving us at the end of May because you found a job. And this is such good news, Christina. What is your new job?
So I will be an associate software developer, and I will be leaving at the end of May because I'll be moving back up to Albany. I'm in Rockland County right now. Mm-hmm. So I'll be moving back up to Albany in June and probably starting my job sometime around then, hopefully.
What do you do? Can you tell us about your job hunting experience during this time?
So I started job hunting around March, which is also coincidentally the same time when COVID got really serious in the area. So everything was completely online. I used LinkedIn and Indeed, and I just searched up keywords that I thought would relate to what job I was looking for. So words like software development, software engineering, technology, technical, even writing sometimes. So from then on, everything was remote. I would get an email from a recruiter requesting a phone interview. And then from then, it was a lot of phone interviews or video call interviews. Nothing was in person for obvious reasons. So it was a little different than I thought my job hunting process would go. Part of me was sort of relieved that it was all online, so I didn't have to worry about going to all these places and trying to figure out how to get there and kind of the nerves that come with meeting people in person like this in an interview setting. But then it was also a little unfortunate because you don't really get to see what that office environment would be or what that company environment would be. It was a little different, but it worked out for me, luckily.
Yes, it did. And do you think that having a major in information technology played a factor for you to find a job on this unprecedented time?
It definitely helped. Whenever you hear someone is an information technology or a computer science major, your first thought is always, oh, it won't be hard to get a job for you, because everyone knows that the industry is really full of positions for people who know about software and technology and programming. So I think it definitely helped me out, especially in that area. There were a lot of open positions, so I wasn't as worried as I would be if I was looking for something that was geared more towards my English major, which I can definitely see having a harder time finding a job for.
Will you be able to work remotely?
I believe I will be able to work remotely if the office doesn't open up in June, I will most likely be starting remotely. I think that they would be sending me a work laptop so I can join any meetings that we have, possibly do my training online as well. So I'm very fortunate to have a job where I would be able to work online. And so I can start maybe a bit earlier than someone who would have to work on site.
What about all the recent graduates from the College of St. Rose? From the ones that you're in touch, what have been their experience trying to find a job at this time?
It's definitely more frustrating, I think, than they anticipated. With everything moving online, some companies have also been postponing their recruiting process. I talked to a company much earlier in my search who I had a phone interview with. They told me that they would like to move me along the interview process, but that the recruiting process was definitely being postponed until kind of the tail end of this pandemic, which at the moment is very uncertain. So for stuff like that, it was nice to get that experience and have someone say they were going to move my information along, but then also hearing that you don't really know when. So I've spoken to a lot of my friends, and I even spoke to a friend today who was like, I've applied to so many places and I like don't know how many I've applied to so far. I'm kind of losing track of them, because you can apply to 20 or so companies, 5 will get back to you, and of the 5, 3 could be rejection. So it's a very uncertain process, and especially during this time when everyone is at home. You don't have much to do if you're applying all day to these jobs and kind of just sitting there, refreshing your email, refreshing your LinkedIn, seeing if anyone's reached out to you for any interviews or positions. So it's been harder for my friends, definitely. They tell me like, oh, I'm thinking of applying to this position, but I'm not sure if this will work out for me. But I think right now, they're just kind of applying to everything that they see.
What advice would you like to say to other college graduates trying to find a job in this unprecedented time based on your experience?
I would say that it's definitely very intimidating at first. I knew when I started, even before the pandemic got serious in that area, I was looking at job positions, reading all of the skills that they wanted, and just getting kind of like discouraged from applying, because sometimes you'll see a skill on there that you're like, I've never even heard of this. I don't think I should apply to this because I'm not experienced enough or I don't know enough. And I would say that that's not always the case. A lot of the times they just put those skills on there because they're skills that they want you to build up in that position as well. So I think that as I start applying for more jobs and having more interviews, I realized that you don't have to have every skill on there. You don't have to even like have much information about that skill, as long as you show an interest in learning it. And actually during one of my interviews, I asked the interviewer what he thought the most important skill would be for someone like me coming into this position. And he told me that just having the motivation and willingness to learn and grow in that role and in the team was probably the best thing I could bring, because it really is, especially as a college grad, it really is about taking what you learned in college and building that up in experience and just learning, because I don't think that the people who are interviewing you are expecting you to know as much as someone who has been in the industry or in the field as since you are a college grad. They know that you're kind of new to everything. So definitely don't be intimidated. Don't be discouraged. And just do your best. Don't worry too much, because I definitely am guilty of worrying a lot. And, you know, at the end of it, it's kind of like, you know, I shouldn't have worried that much. I just have to be myself.
Anything else that you would like to say?
Sure. I know that this definitely isn't the last semester of my college career that I was hoping for, that I even anticipated. I was hoping that it was going to be fun. I would make a lot of memories with my friends. And obviously, I wasn't expecting to spend my graduation sitting in my room at home and kind of interacting with my friends through Skype, because that's what we did do the night of graduation. We kind of hung out and talked about our experiences. So while I believe that it wasn't the semester that I anticipated, I just made the best of it. And that's really all you can do at the moment. So for everyone who did graduate, I think they should be really proud of what they did, because it definitely wasn't an easy transition, kind of, especially if you did live in a dorm or you lived up there and had to move back home, kind of uprooting your life as it was and moving back home and taking your classes online, taking your finals online. I know it was pretty stressful for some people. So I think that it's really important to be proud of what you've done, because it really is amazing.
Yes, it is. Christina, thank you for giving us the gift of your time today. Congratulations on your graduation and best of luck on your new journey. I want pictures for the graduation. Remember that, okay?
Of course. Thank you so much.